A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PastorGreg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest, Project 21 Black Leadership Network representative and NCPPR fellow, Jeroy Murdoch, joins me. Jeroy, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Morning. How are you, sir? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm good considering everything we've got going on around us, you know?
we're encircled by nonsense and chaos, aren't we?
Well, we are. We are. And you know, I remember back in the Obama years saying to folks, you know, it's as though we're fighting on every side. We're surrounded and we're fighting on every side. And you know, it's not a surprise to me, I guess, that, you know, President Trump had to fight so hard just to, I mean, and it was amazing, I think, what he got accomplished considering how, you know, how many enemies there were even within his camp. Yet it's, again, not surprising how quickly they've unraveled everything. I mean, they have just literally unraveled everything.
They really have. And the left is very clever in this respect. And I think there's a reason that they're able to do this. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They don't go to the bathroom. I'm not even sure when they have time to reproduce. So I don't know how we always get new leftists, but somehow this happens. And these people are just relentless. I mean, it's just nonstop. And as you say, you are under fire. We are under fire from every single possible direction: the economy, the culture, education, the border, the collapse in Afghanistan, massive spending. Now, I guess a couple of days ago, unveiled, I think, $3 trillion in new taxes and on it. It's just constant incoming. And, it's very clever because, you know, if you're standing, you know, you're playing tennis or you're, let's say, on a tennis court, you have one of those tennis ball machines, you know, throwing tennis balls at you. And, you know, if you get one every 30 seconds, you can hit it back every 15, maybe hit two back, you can hit them back. But when you get one every, you know, second and a half, you can't hit them all back. And maybe you can hit back, you know, a third of them, and two thirds of them go right by. And that's what these folks do. They just have us under attack from every possible front. What the GOP does when it's in charge is it'll say, okay, we're not going to spend 3 months and just push a tax cut. And that tax cut is the only thing going on. Everyone focuses on it, and the left has one target. And we always have a dozen or 15 or 20 targets coming at us, I shouldn't say targets, sources of fire, I should say. We're the target. So they have one target. We're looking at 20 different sources of fire, and you just can't respond to all of them. And some of the stuff they try to do goes by because you just can't possibly fight on every single available front.
Well, and you know, a lot of folks may not remember this, but J. Christian Adams was in the Bush Department of Justice, and he hung out in the Obama Department of Justice for 1 year. 1 year. And then he and Hans von Spakovsky wrote a book, and in that book they described that the Obama administration, number one, fired everybody that had been in the Department of Justice that had been under Bush, which was normal. That was normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then they brought in 1,500 civil rights activists with the total goal of starting a race war in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then before Obama left, he converted all of them into permanent government employees that couldn't be fired. That couldn't be.
How about that?
They were no longer okay. So they were there, right? And then what did we have? We had Jeff Sessions. We had my good friend Matt Whitaker, and we had Bill Barr. Mm-hmm. And what did they have to fight? Russia, Russia, Russia. Violence in the streets, right? And then the conspiracies that went on that they were all investigating. And now we come to find out General Milley was actually planning a coup against the sitting president of the United States. And so those 1,500 and all of their plans and everything they had been doing under Obama, they kept doing, and now it's exploded again. And that's really our topic today, right, is these, you know, racial equity 21-day challenges. Bank of America, Lowe's, Trust Financial Corporation. I mean, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And it's like affirmative action without affirmative action being a law. And the Department of Justice should be looking at these as civil rights violations against those they're targeting. And it's not the case.
Yeah, you mentioned quite a few things there, and they all merit a reply. Yes. Each one does, I should say. And one is that you made a blanket point, which can be summarized as personnel is policy. Personnel is policy. Mm-hmm. And the people you put into your government, whether you're on the left or on the right, will make a huge difference as to whether you're able to get your program in and have people who believe in what you do, who will go about coming to work every day and implementing your agenda and advancing your ideas, your beliefs, your philosophy. I think if I could give any sort of constructive criticism to Donald J. Trump, either looking back 4 years or his advice to what he should do if he happens to get reelected or come in 2024, is do exactly what the Democrats do, which is fire everybody there. You win the election, you have a right to say, we want our people in, so you've got 2 hours to clean out your desk and get out of your government office. I think that Trump's idea was he would be nice, give these people a chance, see if they would go along with him, and they had no interest in doing that. And these people started leaking stories about him from day one, dragging their feet, sabotaging him, and in every way possible, acting as anvils around his agenda to make sure it didn't get anywhere. He should have told everybody in the bureaucracy, every single one, I want your letter of resignation at once with your name on it. And if you do what you do and serve the people based on the fact that I won the last election, you can stay. And if we discover that you're in the way, we will take a stamp, put on that day's date on it, and accept your letter of resignation. And you've got 2-3 hours to clean out your desk and get going with the rest of your life. That's what you should have done. G.H.W. Bush did that. Bill Clinton largely did that. And I know in the DOJ, he fired all the U.S. attorneys around the country. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anything of the sort happened with Trump, or at least certainly not to that level.
No.
As for this news we're hearing about General Milley, I think he did, in fact, pull a military coup, which is, I think he went into the National Military Command Center, I believe it's called, and say, don't do anything, don't follow any orders until you've cleared them with me. So these people are no longer answering to the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces, namely Donald J. Trump, but to Milley. That sounds like a military coup to me. I mean, this is, you know, you keep hearing, oh, Donald Trump is such a fascist. This is a fascist authoritarian takeover of the U.S. military. I mean, unbelievable that this has happened. And I'm waiting to hear Milley stand up and deny any of this. He's had at this point last night and all day today, and I've not heard any words of a reputation or saying this is incorrect or that this book by Bob Woodward and my old friend Robert V. Costa are that these words are incorrect or the story's wrong or exaggerated. So I tend to think he's not denied this, that maybe this is true. And if that's the case, he needs to be arrested for insubordination, court-martialed. And if, in fact, he called China and told his Chinese counterpart, if there's any attack, I'm going to call and give you a heads up. My God, that is full-on treason is what that is. Mm-hmm. And he ought to be tried for treason if that's the fact we did.
Yep. No, I would agree with you.
Truly shocking.
I have a friend of mine who was a Trump appointee in the State Department, and the Tillerson people held a department meeting in the department that he was in, and he went into the conference room and they were sitting there, and the person stood up and said, if you get any directives from the White House, you will ignore them.
Unbelievable.
You take your orders from us. In the State Department, folks, after the president. But here's the thing, and I shared this with an individual that was a part of the Trump team a little bit further down the line. And I said, you know, he believed, he was a businessman, he went in there, he believed, just like in a corporate takeover, that when you take over a corporation, number one, those, you know, that you know are against you, yes, you get rid of them. But those that are going to stay are supposed to be those that are going to be loyal to the new corporate management team. And they don't stay if they're not. They have honor in business, and they leave. He believed the very best. He believed that honorable people served in our government and that those that stayed would be honorable and do the right thing, the will of the people, and what he wanted done in policy. And that's where he made the mistake, because there aren't honorable people in our government, and that's our fault, DeRoy. We the people are responsible for the people that we put in to represent us, and if we think politicians are liars and crooks and thieves and all these things, and we do, and they are, most of them, a large chunk of them, but it's only because that's who we elect.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's there's a lot of truth in what you say, and I think another related aspect to this is when we elect Republicans, they're too nice. There seems to be a tendency on the part of GOP, let's be nice to the left. If we're nice to them, they'll be nice to us. And we take them to dinner, they'll be nice. No, these are ferocious people. We no longer live in the era of people like Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Richard Gephardt and Joe Lieberman and other people who might be Democrats. They might want to spend more money than we would, and maybe they want more government solutions than we do. But deep down, they're decent people, and they mean well. We're dealing with people now who are Marxists, people who are full-on socialists, people who hate this country. They hate us. They see Antifa as basically their paramilitary brigade who go out and physically beat people. They shoot people now, and they've got guns, and now they're firing guns at people. An internet journalist by the name of Andy Ngo covered them back in Portland a couple of years ago. They responded by throwing projectiles at him, so much so that he showed up at the hospital with a cerebral hemorrhage, literally with his brain bleeding. So what our side, you know, we want to have seminars and policy discussions and all that. They're on the outside beating our people literally until they bleed and until their brains bleed. And our response is, let's be nice, let's hold hands, et cetera. And that needs to stop. The right, in general, the Republican Party in particular, needs to develop a sense of what I call strategic ruthlessness. And until that happens, garbage like this will continue.
And, DeRoy, that is because preachers are preaching a warped an unscriptural view of turn the other cheek. That's the reason why. Because we've bought into that and we think, look, turn the other cheek is not turn the other cheek to the guy that's going to kill you. Nobody called you and me to be martyrs. We're not dying for anybody's sins, okay? That's not our role, to die for someone's sins. Our role is to push back and to resist, and we are not living in a country that was set up with any form of monarchy whatsoever. We are the sovereigns. It is by the consent of the governed that our founders set this up. Jesus chose a Samaritan. A Samaritan was half Jew and half Gentile, okay? But they followed Jewish law. That's why he chose a Samaritan in the story of the Good Samaritan. He made that story up and told that story as a parable. He didn't pick an Egyptian. He didn't pick a Canaanite. He didn't pick a Philistine. He didn't pick any of the individuals or any of the enemies of Israel. He picked the Samaritans. The Samaritans didn't hate the Jews. The Jews hated the Samaritans because they had mixed with Gentiles. But the Samaritans, that's why the Samaritan woman was told, you worship by what? Facing the temple. We have a completely messed up view of turn the other cheek, DeRoy. And we're not turning the other cheek to those that are evil that God says are an abomination.
Yeah, I agree with what you say. And, I'm all for nice if the left wants to be nice. If they want to go back to the old model, where we disagree between nine and five, we have a vigorous debate, and 5:15 we'll, go out to happy hour and have a great time together. If they want to operate that way as they used to up until probably the 90s, then fine. But when they are out there on the streets, burning things down, attacking people's property, physically beating people, and if you wear a MAGA hat on the street, you get socked in the face, you get a bloody nose, you get a fat lip, etc. If this is, and then people, Democrat leaders, don't denounce people that do that. They stay totally silent. You saw during the George Floyd riots last spring and summer, I think we had something like 55, 60 people killed, billions of dollars in property damage. There was literally not a single solitary mention of any of that at the Democrat National Convention last year. Not a word. Hey, this isn't us. We shouldn't do this. Let's settle our differences peacefully. There was nothing out of Biden, Harris, or any single solitary Democrat speaker, lawmaker, et cetera, at that convention to say even a syllable about the George Floyd riots, which says to me that they were cool with all that, that they thought that destruction and all that mayhem and all those things were great. And if that's going to be the attitude of the Democrat Party, the Republican Party and the right should feel under no obligation to respond by throwing rose petals in their path.
Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Psalm 94:16. Folks, we are scripturally responsible. God's calling us to stand up. God's calling us to take a stand against this iniquity and against this wickedness. And I think that, we've got to be very careful how we apply these parables of Christ, and that we fully understand the audience to whom Jesus was speaking when he was sharing what he was sharing. Even Peter in the book of Acts said, whom shall I follow, what man says or what God says? We better follow God.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is DeRoy Murdoch, and he is here on behalf of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find them at CG Contributors at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Click on CG Contributors and locate Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Click on that, and you will find a number of the members' names listed there, along with following stories that they're doing as well. DeRoy, talk to me about this woke corporate racism that we're seeing, where essentially these corporations have decided that if you are white, and you are in a leadership position, then you must have gotten there because you had privilege, and you need to be punished for that and potentially removed, and someone of color needs to be put in your place.
Yeah, this is an extraordinary development that a lot of the systemic racism, critical race theory, et cetera, started off in faculty lounges on university campuses, and now it's crept in the corporate boardrooms, the human resources departments, and it's all designed around this idea that if you're white, you know, that you're an oppressor. If you're black or minority, you're a victim, and you're oppressed and suffering. And they literally bring people into conference rooms, and they'll spend hours, sometimes days, berating them and telling them, you know, if you're white, you're racist. If you say you're not a racist, that really means you're a racist. And they've had these people write letters to black folks they know apologizing for being born white. I mean, it's breathtaking. It's abusive. It's disgusting, horrible, totally divisive. I don't know how you walk out of a session like that and think, hey, let me speak to one of my black colleagues and, you know, go out for lunch. I don't know how you do that. And I'm all for saying to people, look, try to get along, you know, let's be friends, etc. It should be about getting people to have better views of black folks if they have any prejudice, and, you know, lifting people who need to be lifted up rather than dragging people down. So much of what the left does is not about bringing people up who need to be brought up, but about taking people to the top and yanking them down. There's this ongoing yanking down effort, whether it's yanking down white people, yanking down rich people, whatever it is. And it's highly destructive, highly divisive, and it doesn't make for building a more perfect union.
Well, and you know, and I wish we'd had time to get into this, and I apologize, but we will in the near future. You know, look what the left did to Larry Elder in that recall election out in California.
Absolutely.
You know, if you are black and you don't toe the plantation line, they will do everything they can to destroy you, including throwing eggs at you and not covering the
correct
story. Back
and
more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.